I found myself recently awake in the middle of the night and was really, really wrapped up in putting a lot of time and energy into a lot of thoughts that I was having about someone in my work life that I have had some challenges with. It's nothing catastrophic. There's nothing really wrong, so to speak. But in this case, it just has triggered me in certain ways and pushed certain buttons, which really I have learned over the years that this is really a gift. In other words, even though it doesn't feel good to be triggered and to have my emotional buttons pushed, I had a teacher very early on share with me that these are these wonderful opportunities to see what, to go to the edge of what I am struggling with or what I am holding on to in terms of beliefs. And even more importantly than that, that these are really valuable pointers to what it is that I started to say what I need to work on, but I know there's some of this that I can do some work on proactively. And then there's also some of this that I just continue to practice mindfulness. I continue to pay attention to the thoughts, knowing that I can't control them, knowing that I can't force myself not to struggle, and knowing that all I can really do is be whoever I am, however I am in each and every moment. I had another teacher here recently use the phrase to really be able to sit back and without, instead of being caught up in all these thoughts and all the beliefs that are forming around them, that I can simply remain open and curious and just simply see how I operate. I love that phrase because to me, it takes me to a place where I am really, in as much as I can be detached from my own thoughts and beliefs, because I've never been able to completely detach myself from these things, there's moments of clarity, and that's really as a result of practicing mindfulness. But in this case, it's basically being curious, being open, not analytical, not trying to figure anything out, not trying to find answers for how I operate and how I respond in certain situations, but to simply be open to watching it and let whatever's going to happen unfold instead of trying to choreograph the situation, instead of trying to engineer myself conforming to whatever expectations I have about how I should respond to something or how I should be. This is allowing a whole lot of room to essentially respond however the response comes up, whatever's coming through. And it's not from the standpoint of allowing myself to not be accountable or responsible to other people, but this is more along the lines of just simply taking more of a witness stance, so to speak. Clearly, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. Clearly, I don't want to be unloving with anyone. And I don't want to come across as someone who just simply responds according to whatever it is that I'm feeling in a given moment. But instead, what I really want to be able to do is just simply watch this unfold, to watch this happen as it happens, how it happens. So that is, to me, if there is any intention at all, I wouldn't even call it an intention, just an openness to this. So I found myself in a place where I was having what I've heard this referred to before as a thought attack. That's really what it felt like. There was just all of these thoughts. I have had an ongoing, I don't even know really what you would call it exactly. I have had a lot of thoughts in terms of believing that I know what this person is thinking about me and how they are, why they're responding to me the way that they respond to me. And so I, without completely being aware of it, in a lot of cases I have been, but in other cases this has been something that's really been beneath the surface. I have recognized that there has been this buildup of frustration. There has been a lot of not only frustration, but also I guess I would call it anger. I try not to get too caught up in the actual words themselves because it's really more about what I'm feeling. There was definitely some feelings and thoughts of resentment. I could go on and on, but there's really no reason to do that. I think this hopefully illustrates this for these purposes. But essentially, I woke up and just immediately found myself thinking about all of this, reliving all of these things that happened in the past and how this person communicated with me, what they said to me, the way that they looked at me when, and this sounds so silly. I'm saying this with a smile on my face because I am laughing at my own humanness to get so caught up in just completely being wrapped up in, it's like really writing a screenplay to a movie, and then the movie gets filmed, and then I'm playing it back to myself over and over and over again. And every time I do this, there's more thoughts that come up, and then the more thoughts that come up, it's a vicious cycle. It is just something that continues to, or a vicious circle. It just, the thoughts turn into beliefs, and then those things fuel more emotions, and then that fuels more thoughts and beliefs. And I literally looked at the clock. I had looked at the clock when I awakened and looked at it again, only to find that I had spent the past 2 hours. Literally, I didn't feel any time passing at all. And no wonder I didn't, because of the fact that I was so busy, so involved with my own thoughts and all of the beliefs that were coming up around those thoughts. And it felt really, really dark and foreboding. And of course, I was thinking thoughts about it being very dark and foreboding. And there was these thoughts of never being able to get past this, of being stuck with this person, so to speak, and needing to figure out a way to deal with this. There were no real constructive answers. I don't see how there could have been, because there was no environment for any of that to come up. I wasn't open to any answers. I just was really busy thinking about it, reacting to it, and just having really like what you would almost refer to as an emotional meltdown. So once I recognized that this was happening, it was definitely beneficial, and it was definitely healing, because at least I knew what I was up to. I knew what I was doing to myself. I'd like to say that having that awareness made it all stop, but it didn't. And I don't think that's really the point. In other words, I know that when I started practicing mindfulness many years ago, the idea was to be able to somehow interrupt any thinking that I was doing that was bringing me unnecessary suffering, that I could just stop it and cut it off and divert my attention and divert my thoughts to something else. It never worked out. And it wasn't so much that there was a disappointment as there was this acceptance that some of these things I just can't control. I don't know that I didn't know that I was capable of being open to this truth. At least for me, I can't say what that is for anyone else. But there was more of an orientation towards the recognition that I can't control my thoughts. I can't make this stuff stop, even though I want it to. And this did. This felt like a runaway train that I was chained to somehow. And I was just riding this thing to the bottom. I was resolving nothing. I was coming up with literally no constructive solutions and was just plunging deeper into my own emotional darkness. But at least at some point, after 2 hours, I recognize that took me some time. And this isn't about judging. Because I'm not making this a contest for myself. I'm not keeping a record book to try to improve my ability to, quote unquote, come to earlier and earlier and sooner to where I get to a point where I no longer can get carried away like this without knowing it. It would be wonderful, but I have no way to know if that is even possible being this human being. Maybe it may be for other people. But even being aware of it did not stop it. And I spent really the better part of an entire night, at least the second half of the night after midnight, wrapped up in this and just getting angrier and angrier, more frustrated, just feeling like there were no solutions to this, only to find myself with the sun rising, needing to get up and go about the business of the day. And I was really in no shape to do it at all. I did it, but it was, and there was nothing heroic about that. It was just simply doing what human beings do. But I was able to recognize that I had set my, by giving into this, and I don't really know what the solution is, and I'm not really here necessarily to say that I know what that solution is. The only solution, if I have found one, and it doesn't fix anything or everything for that matter, but it does allow me to be more conscious and aware of what I'm doing to myself. And if I can be more conscious and aware of what I'm doing to myself, I might be less likely to continue investing time and energy in that. And I might be more likely to not spend as much of the time and energy of my life doing that. But in this case, I found myself, you know, facing a new day and not really prepared to, and knowing that I was going to be dealing with this person and all of the feelings and thoughts that were coming up about the dynamics between us. And because I had no choice, I simply had to move into the day and let whatever was going to happen, happen. I was very surprised to find myself, even though I really had not rested adequately, even though my mind was really not I was not in a good frame of mind to begin the day with any level of openness and energy at all. But what did happen is that I was aware of it, that I knew that this is what was happening. And even though I really didn't necessarily, quote unquote, feel like it, I realized that I could not go on like this any longer and that I needed to speak to this person, even though it was probably not the best time for me to do that, but I felt the need to have that conversation sooner than later that day. If I had it to do over again, I maybe would have given myself some time to be able to be in a better headspace. But there was this sudden sense of urgency to communicate to them as constructively as I possibly could. It was very, very hard to do. And clearly, I was able to see why I was struggling so much, because I didn't want to hurt their feelings. I did not want to alienate them, even though they, you know, in a lot of cases, were triggering me. But I really cannot say for sure, and I'm not even really sure at all that this was on purpose. I'm not convinced of that. So I instead chose to give the person this benefit of the doubt, and without thinking about it, without making any plan at all, I simply had this conversation. And even though, if I were to think about it rationally, it was not necessarily the most effective, the best choice in terms of timing. It just simply happened. The words simply needed to flow, and they did, only to find myself a day or two after this recognizing that what needed to be said evidently needed to be said. But the only way that I could really do that is to first be a witness to my own thoughts, to see where I was actually making things worse for myself, to see how I was pouring, so does the old saying, pouring more fuel onto the fire, that I could see that this was a road to nowhere for me, and that somehow there was this deep inner sense that if I, even though I couldn't think this rationally or logically, if I continued to just simply hold on to all of these feelings and thoughts and reactions, I'm just going to perpetuate my own suffering, and it's not really fair to them either, because they may not be trying to do anything to me knowingly. this I'm willing to say, and this is also another one of those mantras that I have adopted over the years of mindfulness practice. If I'm looking at someone else and I'm saying that I'm being triggered by them, what I love to say is, it's not you, it's me. Because whatever they're doing, I'm not here to judge whether it's right or wrong. The only thing I'm here to do is to be aware of it and recognize where I'm getting tripped up, how I'm getting in my own way. If I am getting tripped up, I'm doing it to myself. I'm making it harder than it has to be by believing everything that I'm thinking about what I'm feeling. Looking back now, I feel and think a lot better about this situation. I am able to see this person in a different light. And it is very possible, it's entirely possible, that how I saw them was more about my thoughts and my beliefs about who they were and what they were doing and why they were doing it, that I could actually, once I was able to really recognize that this was really about me, it really wasn't about them, and to take responsibility for these thoughts, even if I can't control them, I've found it to be incredibly healing and beneficial to simply take responsibility for them. I know that I don't necessarily always choose to have these thoughts, but what I do want to do is be responsible where I can be responsible. And one of the ways, the most powerful ways in which I have been responsible to myself has been to actually stay here, being in the present moment, watching as a witness to these thoughts that are occurring, seeing where I am really buying in, where I'm really holding on to these beliefs that are forming around these thoughts very tightly, and I'm identifying somehow as the person that in most cases the scenario is I'm some sort of victim, and not in a true sense. I realize in life and in the world there are certainly people who find themselves as victims to certain situations. But this is more along the lines of just everyday garden variety life. This is just the give and take of, quote unquote, being in the marketplace with other people. And part of being in the marketplace with other people is recognizing that if I choose to, I can actually cope more effectively with any of the challenges that arise in that marketplace being with other people. And the only way that I've ever been able to do that has been to continue to engage in mindfulness practice.